This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. We're as happy as can be. It's the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Jay is out ill today, but we are here healthy and hearty and happy to be going through the issues of the day, the things that people are talking about, things that matter. For example, this study on social media and the effects that it has on people's mental health. So there are two sides. Well, I don't know if there's two sides to the issue, but there are a couple of different things I want to present in terms of thinking about your mental health. Is March Mental Health Month? Did I miss that? Or May? One of the 2 months begins with an M. Is mental health.
I thought March, maybe. But yeah.
Every month ought to be mental health.
Yeah.
In fact, every month. So Victoria Jennifer has come up with a study. She's realized that social media affects us all. I don't think she's the only one who's realizing that. But the interesting challenges that come from the good, the bad, and the ugly here, in terms of at least this study on. So I don't think we need a study to see the impact of this, but this sort of makes it real, Victoria, in a sense, right?
Looking at all these people. Sure. I think the point of this, and this is a study from the UK, from the University of Cambridge, the reason they're doing this is they're trying to figure out how social media impacts certain age groups. And they found that this is a survey of 72,000 people from the ages of 10 to 80.
Big study.
Yeah, huge study. And so they found that adolescents and teens during the years around puberty are the most affected. Instagram and TikTok, as we know, that impact varies. But kids who are between the ages of 16 to 21, they found that if they had either too low or too high an amount of social media use, both of those were linked with lower life satisfaction. The 10 to 15 year old groups, there wasn't a whole lot of difference in life satisfaction, but it seems to just hit later on. And then, I was saying, Jen, and as women, we've all talked about this. Growing up, it used to be fashion magazines that could make you feel bad about yourself, whether there was a lack of
social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whether there was a lack of, diversity, or you didn't see yourself in the magazines, or you didn't look like a 6 foot, coat hanger, though it had a real impact on a lot of, a lot of women.
A 6 foot coat hanger.
Well, that's there what they used to be called.
Isn't that
so,
Pritzker Visa, what's her name? She's on the
Paulina Porizkova.
Survivor.
That show, by the way, is so good. Beyond the Edge. It's not Survivor. It's called Beyond the Edge.
Oh, Beyond the Edge.
Got a bunch of what great celebrities they put in there. They're kind of like B-listers. No offense
B-listers.
To the people on there, but
Who is it again?
But they're it's Paulina. All really interesting.
Who else?
It's Paulina. It's Lauren Elena. Craig Morgan, who's a country singer. Meta World Peace was on there, but spoiler alert, he left. That was a dumb move.
Doesn't he leave like every reality show he's on? He left Big Brother too.
Stupid. Yeah. He was on. Then it was that Mike Singletary, who's awesome, who is a former football player and coach for Chicago, I think. Who else? Ray Lewis is on there.
When are they come up with these people?
Colton Underwood. Jodie Sweetin from Full House. But the reason it's so good is that the people actually have nice, good stories to tell. It's not just about, the Celebrity Big Brother house, a lot of people who are like clout chasers, I think, on social media. These people, they seem to have like real stories. They're not sending each other home. So there's not a lot of like, crazy stuff. But it's a really, I recommend it. It's a good show on CBS right now.
Okay. So there's, the story here in part is the impact that social media is having on the mental health of people of all ages.
Well, think about it. It's always people at their best, right? People in full makeup, people looking great, people working out,
photoshopped,
showing delicious meals that they've made on wonderful vacations. It's like those fashion magazine pages that could have made people feel insecure following you home and talking to you and telling you about how wonderful they are. So it's You know, it's hard, and there's a lot of pressure. And they say the more time you spend looking at Instagram or looking at people's social media sphere, the more unhealthy you're going to be. So why are we so addicted to it, if that's
all right? So let's fix the problem, at least in part. The other side of good mental health, as it turns out, is an interesting, not that it, for me, this really rings a bell, pardon the pun, the idea that music is a very powerful force in maintaining good mental health or improving it, if you will. It's, according to this information, just as important as exercise. And exercise is very powerful as well. Physical, good for the mental. But music, I find this to be the case. And I say this to my radio brother, and we talk about, we ran the commercial for radio. Maybe we should do it again, Phil, even though Victoria thinks it's kind of cheesy. But but as I'm driving along, like today I have to spend a lot of time in my truck moving things around, and I have a new truck, and I've got Sirius XM in it. And I'm finding myself, when I go to a local, like I was in Maine last week, and I was in New Jersey as well, I listen to local radio stations to get a feel or a flavor as to what area I'm in. And I like listening to that, but the stations go out, and I can't get them. Like I was listening to 77 WABC in New York, and the signal goes out. So I'm looking around for another signal. I wanted to hear a local station, and I did, and that signal went out. So I go to Sirius and listen to the music from the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. I've even found myself listening to the 90s because there's a jock there that I like. And what it does for my mental health, my zone, because this past week has been a really tough week for me, culminating by a really horrible meeting that I had yesterday to break up a business involvement that I had with someone. And it is just, you know, we all have these things going on in our life, and we all need something to help us bring, you know, to sort of pull yourself up by the bootstraps. Because it really is, when you get down to it, it's up to you to take care of you. You can get help. There's a lot of help around for mental health issues and for, you know, family issues and physical medical issues. There's help there. But you got to decide you want to have access to it, or, you know, first of all, you got to know that you need it, and then you go from there. So I thought this was really, ladies, this very interesting about how radio or how music improves your mental health as substantially as it does. This is
well,
a smaller
study. Well, it's interesting
that,
believe it. Yeah, it's interesting that, you know, exercise, as we learned from Elle Woods, exercise gives you endorphins, and endorphins make you happy. So there's obviously some sort of endorphin reaction that music is giving people.
Can't you feel it when you listen?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, if you listen, yeah, absolutely. Whether it's something calming, or, you know, when you're in a spa and they play that music that just sort of, like, lulls you to sleep practically.
Calm music.
Yeah, or you're driving along and, you know, listening to, like, a banger on the radio. Yeah. I mean, it's very powerful.
Because singing makes you feel
I sing all the time.
Well, we know.
There's a gym. Excuse me?
Although, I did think of you, though, part of this study, which I thought was interesting, they found that using gospel music, they have found a connection as a preventative measure against heart disease.
Yeah.
And they also found that joining a choir can help people recover from cancer. I mean, this is really, there are a lot of studies out there between music and well-being that we just haven't really maybe focused on.
I've been in every choir I could be in, from junior high school through high school and college, that I could be in. And it has presented great opportunities to me, not only for the stuff you're talking about, but for travel, meeting new people, that sort of thing. But
if you think about it, gospel music and joining a choir, they're also related to church, right? And when people are in church singing together, there's that communal aspect. I mean, we are people, you know? We're meant to be, you know, they say dogs are pack people. Well, we're meant to be around other people. And so when you have that collective, it really has a powerful impact on your health.
In deference to all the ministers who were listening, I will tell you that as a kid growing up and as an adult, I never got much out of listening. There are a few good ministers and preachers I've heard over the years, but it was the music in school. The music in, I'm now going back to the seventh grade and watching my seventh grade music teacher playing the piano and bouncing around on the bench, and we all loved watching her bounce around on the bench. All the boys did anyway.
Ew.
Yeah, okay. I knew that was going somewhere.
Why do you always
creepy.
Have to take it to somewhere?
I know.
No, I knew that was going somewhere creepy. Enjoyed. No, it wasn't creepy. It was just watching.
How is that not creepy?
It just to keep her body kept to the beat of what she was playing on the piano. Uh-huh. So, anyway, the whole business of music and what you find yourself doing. I was listening to there's a gospel station on Sirius for Elvis. Well, it isn't gospel, but Elvis. And his gospel singing. And I'll tell you, there's nothing more uplifting than listening to Elvis sing How Great Thou Art. Nothing.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up.
I can't believe you cry.
I know, he cries. It's the mention of an Elvis song. It's unbelievable. It's interesting.
That.
I thought this year.
Jailhouse Rock.
Right. Don't even mention Dolly Parton, because, like, we've got a long list of songs, including Puff the Magic Dragon, that makes Doug cry. So, but I thought it was really nice this year at the Oscars that they did a gospel number for the In Memoriam, and it was like an uplifting celebration of life rather than some, like, one singer kind of
said that. My mom hated it.
Your mom didn't like it?
She said that it took away from actually watching the people's faces and the tributes go on, because it was you were watching the dancing and listening to the singing rather than paying attention.
There's something to that. All right, there's one more quick from the impact department. There's one more quick reference that I want to make, and that is to television shows or shows like Bridgerton. They've had in season two apparently 193 million hours of people downloading this thing. It's on Netflix.
I gave them 8 hours. I donated 8 hours. Oh, yeah.
Really?
I had to get through the whole season because there's spoilers everywhere. This is the number one Netflix show in the world. Mm-hmm. And it's just so, it broke records. It broke records with season one. Yeah. Now it broke records again with season two. But yeah, I had to plow through it.
We only have a few seconds. Can you give us a word or a phrase that describes
how it
moves you?
It's escapism and romance, and it's set in the Regency era period. It's fun, and it's decadent, and it's romance. It's pure romance novel stuff.
There you go. Very soapy. Harlequin. Does anybody here beside me know what a Harlequin novel is?
Sure, of course.
Okay. So this is that same impact. Okay. We're all about impact here on the DJV Show, 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Tweak this sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Arch Fit Shoes.
If you've never tried Arch Fit Shoes from Skechers, you're missing out on next level comfort. Saying you like comfort but not trying Arch Fit is like saying you like Italian food but you've never tried pasta. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists who used over 20 years of data to create a shoe that provides total foot and arch support for all day comfort. Arch Fit distributes support across the arch no matter what foot type you have. You don't need an arch problem to love how they feel.
See all the styles of machine washable Arch Fit shoes now at Skechers.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're at 23 past the hour now on the DJV program. We're in social media land now with the trending stories. Jay is not with us today, but the ladies and I can certainly carry this heavy weight, this heavy ball of responsibility. We've all been talking about the passing of Taylor Hawkins, a drummer for the Foo Fighters this week. I don't think it's unusual or unexpected that they would cancel the rest of their tour. I mean, what do they have? Do they have a new drummer? Somebody else that can do that, or are they done as a group?
I don't know, and that's really the question. I mean, Dave Grohl, famously one of the best drummers, you know, of modern times, you know, I think the question was, would he get back behind the drums and sort of do a Don Henley, you know, and sing and from behind the drums? Yeah. I just don't think that that's something that he would want to do. It doesn't really go with the style of music that Foo Fighters plays. So, I think it's just too soon and too tragic for them to even comprehend replacing Taylor at this point.
Can I
so
interrupt
they
you?
Had a huge tour booked, but it's all canceled.
So let's think about what you just said for a minute. The famous drummers who have sung, the most famous is probably Ringo, second most famous maybe Mick Fleetwood.
Mick Fleetwood doesn't sing.
He does.
I've seen him in concert. He doesn't even have a microphone.
I've
in front
seen
of
him.
He
too,
doesn't sing.
And he's done. Well, I've seen him.
Anyway,
sing.
Don Henley is
kind
a lead singer.
Yeah.
Well, Don Henley is a lead singer behind the drums. Phil Collins was also a lead singer behind the drums.
Yeah.
Mick Fleetwood never was.
So,
Ringo never was.
No, we're not here to argue about Mick Fleetwood. I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying it's a daunting task to be a lead singer behind the drums.
That was kind of my point. And I'm wondering who the famous drummers are, like Ringo and like Henley. I don't remember. Early on, Henley didn't sing and play the drums, did he? Did he do that later on in the Eagles?
I'm not a huge Eagles fan, but I've always known him to be behind the drums and singing,
really?
So I don't know.
Okay. I've seen him perform not being behind the drums. But at any rate, the point is that back to the Foo Fighters, that there's it's got a... Yeah, it's got to be kind of tough. It's too bad. Especially this guy apparently is very popular.
Yeah.
People really cared a lot about
him. And speaking of Ringo, Ringo issued a really lovely tribute to Taylor Hawkins. And everyone who met him, I worked with him once, he just was so sweet and just a very gentle soul. And, you know, he had overcome a lot of, you know, drug issues. We don't fully know yet what happened. It seems like a heart attack is kind of, but we don't know what led to it.
His heart was enlarged to, like, a huge amount.
Yeah, so
from overuse of drugs, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's just it's very sad. He has a wife and three little kids, and he just loved being a dad. And it's just and it's
right,
horrible
so
for Dave
Grohl
too to you know right. lose a
so
second
a good,
drummer.
Here's a good coming out of all of the attention paid to Will Smith and Chris Rock. John Travolta did something. You may remember the In Memoriam from the Oscars the other night. I hope you did, because I thought that was the most
important. That I liked. Jen's mom did not like.
Yeah,
my polarizing.
Well,
my mom
the,
was like, I couldn't focus because I was watching the
picture of her and the dog, and then the you know the impact of that having the dog with Jamie Lee Curtis holding the dog.
So Betty White was being, it was during the Betty White tribute, and they kind of stopped the music, or, you know, the performance stopped, and Jamie Lee was holding the most adorable little puppy named Mac and Cheese.
Right.
And so he was up for adoption, and John Travolta and his son Ben, who's 11, they adopted little Mac and Cheese. How
cute
is that?
Can we say props to John Travolta for losing the rug? He looks so much better.
Sure. Oh, my God, yes. Thank God.
He's funny with that. But I thought that he and Samuel L. Jackson were great on the stage together, frankly. Okay, it's 28 after. This is the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with Cinematic Mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks, now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door is Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at Vine to Bar.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to end the use of Title 42, a pandemic-era public health safety policy that both the Trump administration and Biden administration used to rapidly expel migrants at the border. By late May, the Biden administration will allow it to end. GOP lawmakers say it will open the floodgates of illegal immigration into this country. As Russia continues to launch bombs into Ukraine, Ukrainian President Zelensky addressed Australian Parliament this morning.
The Russian aggression is destroying the lives of people, has become a real threat to your country and to your people as well, because this is the nature of the evil. It can instantly cross any distance.
A line of severe storms ripped across the deep south overnight. Folks in Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, Missouri, and Texas, keep an eye to the sky. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Chris Rock spoke about Will Smith hitting him on stage at the Oscars on Sunday. The comedian addressed the altercation last night at a sold-out Boston show of his Ego Death Tour, where he said he was still processing what happened last weekend. Where's Hunter Biden's laptop? Representative Matt Gaetz, the Republican from Florida, submitted the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop hard drive and the receipt from the computer repair shop where it was dropped off into a congressional record. During a House Judiciary Committee hearing this week, Congressman Gaetz cross-examined FBI Cyber Division's Assistant Director, Brian Vordran. The FBI seized the laptop in December of 2019. However, Vordran claimed he didn't know where the laptop currently is.
Has FBI Cyber assessed whether or not Hunter Biden's laptop could be a point of vulnerability, allowing America's enemies to hurt our country?
Sir, the FBI cyber program is based off of what's codified in Title 18, or Title 18, Section 1030, a code which talks about computer intrusions, right, using nefarious intent.
So who is it? Do you even know who has it? Do you know who we should put in that chair to ask these questions to?
No, sir, I don't know who has it.
Astronomers have discovered the farthest star yet, a super hot, super bright giant that formed nearly 13 billion years ago. The blue star is long gone, so massive it almost certainly self-exploded just a few million years after emerging. Brian Welch at Johns Hopkins University, appearing in Wednesday's journal Nature, named the star Hirondelle. Last Friday, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on the DJV program. If you have talent, you belong here. And the talent of Jennifer Horan and Victoria Keelan, unmistakable when it comes to conversation, good voices, good brains, all around good people. I'm Doug Steffen. I hope I fit into that category as well. There's a local academy here in Massachusetts, New England, actually. They have a number of schools. They're called the Russian School of Mathematics.
It's not founded local to just that, by the way.
No,
we have
no
them
it's around
in California, Pasadena. There's four of them in New York.
Yep. So it was founded by a couple of Ukrainian immigrants. I don't think they're from Ukraine. I think they're from Belarus. One of them is from Ukraine. The other one's from Belarus. Anyway, they were educated in the specialized math school up in St. Petersburg. They moved their families 30-some-odd years ago. They fled the Soviet Union. They were Jewish refugees, and they wanted to come to America to raise their children. So they settled here in the Boston area. As a matter of fact, one of them lives in the next town to me. They consider themselves to be proud Americans, very happy to be Americans and not be Russians or Ukrainians. And so they posted a statement on Facebook, which I thought was kind of interesting, suggesting that most of the people that work with them in their various schools around the country have come here from the former Soviet republics, the Eastern European, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Ukraine, all of those countries. And so they somehow or other came up with, I don't, you know me, math for me is 2 and 2 is 4. I don't understand what the Russian school for mathematics is.
Well, it's,
apparently
it's an after-school program.
Yeah,
and it's
right.
SAT and AP exam prep. So it's like for, it's high-level math stuff to get you prepared for,
into the next, next level.
SAT 2, stuff like that.
Yeah, they posted a, shot basically at the Russians and certainly at Putin, but they also suggested that Zelensky was in part responsible. And I didn't really understand that. I don't know what they gained from doing it, and I don't know how you come to that conclusion.
Well, I think you maybe have forgotten. I think I shared with you guys. I had a listener to my local program in Los Angeles, Colin, whose wife is in Ukraine and taking care of her mother and couldn't get out in time, couldn't move her mother. Her mother's too sick, so she's there right now waiting it out. And she was not a fan of Zelensky. She thought that he was engaging and that he was provoking a lot of what Vladimir Putin was doing.
That's what these people are suggesting. Yeah, that's what these women are saying.
Yeah, it depends on where you are, I think. I think there's probably more support for Zelensky in Kyiv and some of the other big cities, as opposed to some of the smaller outskirts where people are, where he's not as liked. Remember, before all of this started, his popularity rating was in the tank.
Yeah.
It's because he kind of captured the heart of the world, standing on, you know, not leaving, not taking the first helicopter out, staying and fighting, that his popularity has soared worldwide and certainly probably in Ukraine as well. But I mean, just to imagine that he was this very popular, charismatic leader before all of this, that wasn't really what was going on within the country.
Well, I think there's as you're telling us that story, I'm thinking, could it be, I suppose anything's possible, that all of this is grand collusion between these two guys? I don't even want to think that. That's a reimagination of the story.
But I think there is a lot of I mean, look, there.
Where'd you go?
We lost again. I don't know. The collusion thing, I don't know. Because there have just been so many innocent people who have been killed. I don't know. And how would Zelensky even benefit from that, you know? I don't know. I think that we're getting into conspiracy theories with that. I don't think that there's any real connection between Zelensky and Putin at all. But, you know, I mean, it's...
Who knows?
The whole thing is hard. But, you know, look, sometimes people get elected into office and they face a huge challenge. Not everybody rises to that challenge. And in Zelensky's case, he has. He has really won over the whole world, and like Jen said, people who weren't fans of his initially in Ukraine, maybe now they like him more. But
Well, do they really know him? And do you really know anybody? I remember.
I think he's made himself very accessible with all of the Zoom, you know, stuff that he's done and the FaceTimes. I think that people have learned a lot more about him. You know, you see the emotion on his face. He hasn't seen his wife and his kids. They have to be held separately, you know, away from him. And I think that we've seen a real human being there. And so, you know, look, people can change. You know, he came in maybe as this, like, comedian and actor and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And now we're seeing a real human being with a real heart and a real soul. That doesn't always happen, you know. Sometimes it goes the other way.
You were talking about improving the Russian school of mathematics, helping youngsters do better on their SAT and their ACT tests. Mm-hmm. Looks like some of the schools, I know for a while, last 10 or 12 years, I remember when I was on the board at Heidelberg, my university, we talked a lot about SAT and ACT requirements, and whether they, I think Heidelberg used the ACT more than he used the SAT. I remember taking the SATs. You remember taking the SATs?
I took the SATs. I never took ACTs. But yeah, some schools just seem to prefer, you know, it kind of goes along better with their own curriculum. So they'll look for kids to take, you know, the SAT or the ACT to get, you know, one or the other. But it's interesting because MIT now says, all right, we're back to the old way of doing things.
The old way of doing it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they said that, you know, this is just, it's too complicated for them to really evaluate students. And this is MIT, right? This is one of the premier universities in the world. Yeah. And so
not a huff and puff there, but yeah.
But, I mean, in terms of how difficult it is to get in.
To get in. Yeah. Right.
And so I think it makes sense for them to go back to the standard way that, you know, works for them. It will remain to be seen how many other colleges will do that, because I think they said it's more than 1,800 schools made standardized test scores an option for 2022 because so many kids have fallen behind and they weren't really able to assess kids the way that they had in the past. But I think that it's going to go back to normal. I really do.
All right, now, we're traversing a lot of the same stories because they're so important, a lot of things that I would like people who are listening to the program to think about. And as I go back a little bit to the discussion of shots and whether you have Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, whether you get a fourth shot or booster, another booster, there is a very interesting, I'm not a fan of the Bayer Corporation for all kinds of reasons, mostly because of what they do, what they sell. But they've done some interesting research on cellular therapy and gene therapy that goes along with our focus here. And this is why I'm looking around to try to find items that bolster my own. We always look for that. We always want to find things that bolster our own thinking. Thus, Republicans like to watch Fox and Democrats like to watch MSNBC because they find themselves in a comfort zone. So I have strong feelings about the especially Pfizer and Moderna as to what they may be doing. I had these strong feelings before I got the shots, and now I have them even more strongly since the pharmacist told me not to get a booster. And so there's a video online, Victoria, which you can look at. It explains from Bayer's point of view what cell therapy is, what gene therapy is, and what they're developing to help what they say is their customers and patients, et cetera, et cetera. And there are all kinds of reviews in various languages on this YouTube video. And what it is that happens, what illnesses you're going to be possibly having to encounter down the road. And one of them is kidney disease. And so, you know, I don't have a compromised kidney, but Dr. Ken always has me on supplements, and so does Jack, because the kidneys are very important, and so are the liver. I mean, all your organs are important. But the questions that people are asking about Moderna and Pfizer have to do with whether there's potential down the road for dysfunction of your kidneys. So I think that's it. There are other things that... There are some people who think that the mRNA stuff will help fix people who have autism. It's like, the reason I'm bringing all this up is how the heck do you know what to believe? You just have to trust your own instincts and your gut as to whether it's, you know, what's the difference here? This Bayer video tried to explain cell therapy versus gene therapy, and the gene thing is apparently affected by one of the viruses, and the cells are affected by the other one. I think wasn't the mRNA, that's gene therapy, isn't it? That's the difference from the whole Johnson & Johnson, which is cell therapy.
Right.
anyway, I offer that. I don't offer that to confuse you. I just kind of offer it because it's part of my own nosing around to see what the right thing to do is. So there is that. Now, the fact that Little Fatty is being he said, was it last Thursday or Friday, Little Fatty from North Korea said they launched a big missile, and it was aimed at Japan, so he said, but nobody can find any remnants of the missile. So did he really fire it, or is he tired of being ignored and he just decided to make some noise? That's
always the question with him.
Yeah,
right.
With him it is.
Testing things out, making sure it works.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I mentioned that because there's that, look at me, I'm here, look over here, don't forget me. The baseball season. Who's excited? This weekend, right? First games? Yep.
No. Not yet.
This week?
One more.
Next week.
No, because remember they had to delay everything,
yeah,
so
no,
it's 1 week late.
They didn't really have to. You know, going to spring training, remember that year I went to in Vero where we were heard by WTTV? I went to the Dodger town when they had it there. And I was very interested in watching. Well, it was right at the beginning of spring training. And these guys, after three or four games, they were ready to go. They didn't need a month. They needed a week, maybe. So I was thinking in the back of my mind, why did they put off the opening of the season? They got back together. They had a week or so. So why not just start playing?
Well, don't forget a couple of things. One is that they have to kind of get everybody back in so you don't get injuries right away. And then part two is that the season, they had a lockdown in the off season, so a lot of teams hadn't even finished all their trades and they're moving people around. So a lot of spring training was moving people around and getting people settled where they were supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they were locked out. Nobody could make any deals.
What does it look like? How does the season shape up? We haven't paid much attention to March Madness because nobody really is following it.
I mean,
I know it sounds silly. But
I think the two teams to watch are the Mets and the Dodgers. The Mets have spent a lot of money rebuilding their team. It'll be interesting to see if that pays off. The Dodgers infield is stacked with Freddie Freeman. They just picked him up from Georgia, from Atlanta, but they don't have, I don't know, I always worry about the pitching as a Dodger fan, so I don't know. We'll see if they make some moves for a pitcher.
Were the Pirates the worst team in baseball last year?
I don't remember.
Pittsburgh
they weren't
Pirates?
Great. Could have been.
Yeah, they didn't do so well. Anyway, it'd be interesting to see how the Red Sox do. Red Sox always seem to
Yeah, they're always
create,
consistently good.
Yeah,
yeah,
right. Yeah, they create interest, if you will, as do the Yankees. And then there's the whole thing with the Yankees and the Red Sox. Some of that's contrived and some of it isn't. You have to pick and choose your battles. Speaking of that, the DJV download, we discussed a lot of Will Smith's public apology, that sort of thing, in the download that you can listen to our podcast every day with different material at DJVshow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissant for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
Don't be a piranha. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One bite from a single piranha hurts, but many bites from multiple piranhas can be deadly. A single piranha once took a bite out of a man who fell in the river, and then that piranha swam away as hundreds more closed in. As the piranha swam away, he said, "I only took one little bite out of that man, so I'm not responsible for what happens to him." A different fish who overheard that piranha said, "You think your one bite had no real effect and that the others bit worse, but your bite hurt that person too. Plus, your bite led others to the feast." And the same is true for all of us and for any harm we cause people. So maybe it's best for us to spend less time minimizing the pain we cause and more time recognizing that pain is cumulative. Strive to do no harm because your bites hurt too. Check out my new book, Walking Through Anger, for more lessons on life.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PVR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Could create a chorus. There it is. That's the one I like. That's the duck. Quack, quack. All right. He's no quack. He's Warren Eckstein. From okay. I can, if you want me to come on to your program, you've never invited me, by the way, on your radio program. I have you here.
And that may be exactly the reason why.
Bring some of the animals from the farm on and do a little quacking. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. So Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. With a focus first on the in memoriam segment of the Oscars. I know you don't like, you know most of those people. That's probably why they don't like them because you've trained their dogs and that's why you don't watch the Oscars. But the tribute to Betty White, with whom you were closely associated for a long time, the tribute to her focused on this little puppy that was on stage. What was it? Mac and cheese.
Cute little rescue
cute little
pup.
Thing.
Oh, my God.
And that was how they paid tribute to Betty White on the Oscars. So apparently John Travolta and his son, after the show was over, adopted this dog. And it's quite a warm story, and I'm sure that it had, although I haven't done the research, Victoria's closer to it than I am in the sense that you can watch these sorts of things. But the increase in adoptions, I'm sure, is huge. And it, you know, just kind of puts two and two together. What a wonderful memorial for her, as you have said. Why don't you tell us about some of the things you did with Betty White that brought you around to caring as much about her as you did?
Well, Betty and I had the opportunity of co-hosting several telethons to raise money for the Los Angeles SPCA and other organizations around the country. She paired on my radio show, unlike you, Doug, several times.
Right, yeah, I never get to do better than your show.
She was, Betty White is what you saw is what you get. I mean, she was just incredible. Well, you know, I meet so many people. I love dogs. I love cats. I love animals. She was like I am, and she was so committed to doing as much as she possibly could to find as many homes as she possibly could for as many animals as she possibly could. The best thing I can say about Betty White, there's a lot of people that talk an awful lot about, I'll do this, I love this, I love that.
Yeah, right.
Betty White, from the day I met her, walked the walk. She did what she said she would do. She preached. She never altered anything. She talked about spay and neuter. She was the most incredible woman when it comes to animal rescue in terms of leading. There's many, many women out there that have their hands dirty doing it, but she encouraged so many people to get involved in humane work and rescue work, and I think that's her legacy, is that so many animals will be saved. This one you saw on the Oscars, obviously, but many, many other dogs will be saved based on Betty White's work, and what a legacy to leave.
Wonderful. The question, I was in an office in the Prudential Tower in Boston yesterday, and one of the things we were talking about was how this particular legal firm has downsized because they have people working for them in the office a couple times a week, but not every day. And apparently during the pandemic, some of their employees got dogs. They were home so they could. Adoption went way up during the pandemic.
Sure.
And so now the question comes on how do you, when the transition takes place and you go back to the office, what do you do about the dog? You've had the dog with you. And so what happens to the dog if it has not been used to being at home all by itself during the day and now is? What do you do? What do you tell people?
Well, if you were listening to the pet show for the last 2 years, you would know what to do. I told people simply to prepare for the fact that sooner or later you're going to go back to work. So what they did is they spent so much time in the house with their dog or their cat, the dogs became so dependent on them. And then what I recommended, what I did with my own dogs, because I was home just until last week was the first week I really went out for any major event. What I did is even though I was home with the dogs, I would go into the backyard, lock up like I was going away, start the car, then come back in. I would go into a different room for a half hour and sit there. So I was educating my dogs when I first got them in terms of how to prepare for the time they're going to be left alone. Now, if you adopted a dog during the pandemic or a cat, and bless those people that did, they could have been doing the same thing. However, there's no reason to give up a dog. I was just doing a story in terms of how many dogs wind up at shelters for separation anxiety. If you give the dog and educate the dog that being left alone is okay, that's fine. The problem is people don't leave their dogs by themselves for short periods of time. So when they leave, the dog assumes it's going to be a long period of time. And for those people that adopted dogs, it's not just a matter of separation anxiety. These dogs often feel when they're guardians leave, they're being totally abandoned because they've been abandoned by people before.
That's awful.
That's horrible. The question about dogs and when their owners are sad. Let's say there's a death in the family. Dogs can really help in that department, can't they?
Oh, they sure can. They bring you around. You know, they give you something to talk to without something talking back at you, and that's really critical.
Yeah, right. Good therapy. Dogs are great therapy, as are you, Warren. Thank you for being here. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show at thepetshow.com. 59 past.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.